The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm your host, Shalene Johnson. This is a business podcast devoted to helping you with your online business, with your business in general. In fact, today's question comes from someone who doesn't have an online business, but they've got this really cool mobile business. This is a show where you get to ask questions about how to grow your business. Now, my primary focus is about helping you to build your list because I just think that's the number one focus every entrepreneur should have. Like, you should wake up every day and say, how can I build my tribe? In other words, how can I build my email list? But I love all questions related to business, and this is a really good one. Now, if you have a question you'd like to ask, first go leave a review for the show at iTunes. Like, that only seems fair, right? And then go back to shalenejohnson.com/ask Shalene. And there you can leave me a voicemail message with your question. And if you want, you can plug your business or your social media platform. It's a win-win. Okay, so today's question, I've kind of chopped it up a little bit. And really because... not that the caller asked me to do so, but just because I think there's some sensitivity there. And I want to share that with you because many of you leave messages and I want you to know I really use my best judgment there. And even if you don't ask for anonymity, if I think it's something that could be misconstrued, I'm going to give it to you anyways. So let me preface this by saying I got this great call from someone who very honestly is struggling with the fact that she kind of feels like people are accusing her of stealing someone else's business idea.
My question for you is about originality of ideas.
Okay, now the reason why I'm giving this caller anonymity is because, well, the people who are making the accusations that she has stolen the business idea, well, they all kind of know each other. Apparently they went to school together. And why do you care? Like, why is that even relevant to this story? Well, I think it's relevant because sometimes when you're giving advice and you don't have all of the pieces, well, the advice might not apply. I think the advice I'm going to give this caller is a little different than advice I might give someone who doesn't know the person whose idea they've taken and made it a little better. So basically what we're talking about here is someone who's created their own business, right? They're in a completely different state, but the foundation of the business, the idea for the business is pretty similar.
She had the idea first, and I started this business about 2 months ago with a similar business model.
Okay, so without giving away too many of the details so that you cannot identify the caller and or her business, I will tell you this. You can tell even from the caller that she's clearly saying, yeah, I got the idea from this other person and I am now doing something very similar and it's based on that idea. On its face value, you would probably think, as did I, well, there's no problem with that. I mean, what's original these days? TurboKick, my original health club program that I created to help people get in shape doing a mix of kickboxing and dance and calisthenics and athletic movement and hip hop music and cheer sound effects. Like, it was all choreographed to the music. And isn't that kind of similar to what Jazzercise does? Yeah, kind of in a way, but there are so many other pre-designed formats that are really following that original business model and putting their own unique twist on them. And wasn't Chrysler inspired by Ford and wasn't Apple inspired by the PC and isn't Pete's Coffee a copy of Starbucks or is it Starbucks that was a copy of Pete's Coffee? And what about Burger King copying the McDonald's business model? Like, is there anything that's ever been original and stayed original? So first, I want to answer this question generically, like as if I didn't know that this story is kind of intertwined and that people know people and it may be more about relationships than actual business ideas. So first, let's just talk about original ideas and what it means to quote unquote steal someone's idea. The fact of the matter is, Very few ideas in business are truly original. And I always say that about exercise moves as well. Like I like to say, and I think I can probably prove that I was the first person to ever use the word sumo burpee. But I didn't patent it because you can't patent an exercise move. And to be honest, there's nothing original in exercise because it's all movement. And we've been moving for hundreds of thousands of years. Almost every new product, every service, every business model, every brick and mortar business is the inspiration of something that came before it. All entrepreneurs are always searching for that perfect thing, that million-dollar idea, that cool new idea, that standout that makes people $1 million. But the bottom line is there's very little that's original. And in fact, most strong entrepreneurs know that it's not about inventing a wheel. It's figuring out how to take a wheel and make it a little better, solve a problem that the existing wheel hasn't addressed yet. I think it comes as no shock that this is not the only business podcast. I mean, I listen to a lot of shows. I figured out what I did like, what I didn't like. There are certain things I've borrowed the idea from someone else's podcast, and then I've improved upon it, and I've put my own twist on it, and I've done things in a way that I believe provides greater value. Does that mean I've stolen someone's idea for doing a business podcast? No. Does that mean I've borrowed from it and put a twist on it to make it my own? Yes. So where's the difference? How do you know whether you've actually stolen someone's idea or used it as inspiration to create something of your own? I think the short and simple answer is you know if you are flat out stealing someone's stuff. You know. I mean, recently I received a solicitation for an Instagram course that I'm like, well, this is awfully interesting. All of the techniques that they suggest that they're going to be teaching are ironically very similar to very specific techniques that we teach in my course, Instagram Impact. So I'm like, this is very interesting. And sure enough, we looked it up and that individual had gone through my course. And when we purchased their course just to check it out, it's like identical, like almost word for word. But you know what? It's not worth my time. It's a cheap imitation. And so I will outperform them by outserving them. Like you can't beat me at being me. So I think anytime someone decides to just do a cheap imitation of something you're doing, in the long run, they're going to lose. Because you know what? Unless you've got something truly unique and a true and sincere passion for it, good luck. I wish you the best and I pray for your prosperity. But watch out for karma. She's always right around the corner. So let's start first with the idea. Now, if someone comes to you and they share with you a particular idea and they give you the ins and the outs and they're sharing with you confidential information about how it is they're going to put together this business, how they're going to start it up, their ideas, and specifically how their business idea is kind of different in the market. And then you take that information and start your own business based on all that information. That person could probably make the case that you have violated an understanding of confidentiality. However, if you never signed a confidentiality agreement and you just knew about it, that would be a tough case to win. But I mean, there's no way around it. That's super slimy. And people do it. Hopefully you've got better radar, but it happens. Like it legitimately happens and people will surprise you and people will show you their true colors sometimes. And you just can't take it personal. Not everyone has your character or sense of integrity. And that's why it's important to just listen to your own moral compass. However, I think there are a lot of people who are afraid to do something because they think, oh, well, someone else is doing that or someone else has done that. And I don't want to quote unquote copy what they're doing. Well, I agree. I don't think you should copy what someone else is doing because you probably won't be able to do it better than them. But if you're looking at the way someone does something that you know you would like to do, that you know you could do, and that you could not only do it better, but you've got a unique twist on it, a different way of delivering it, something that provides more value, something that makes it special and unique, well, then don't let the fact that someone else is already doing this stop you. I mean, thank God that there are people out there who take something that they love and they improve upon it. I don't know about you, but when I was using a BlackBerry, I couldn't imagine anything better. And now I can't imagine going back to a BlackBerry, right? Like everything that you do, the car that you drive, the clothes that you wear, the computer that you're using, the device that you're listening to this on, most likely in every instance, That is an example of something that has been improved upon or was inspired by an original. Okay, so what is it? Is it borrowing an idea or is it stealing an idea? I think the only right answer there is you know the answer. You know the answer. And sometimes even when you know the answer and the other person doesn't, you still have to step up and be the bigger person. So to my friend who will remain anonymous who left this message, I could just sense in several places in your message that you're really uncomfortable with this idea. Like you're probably not sleeping well at night. And I can also sense that you're not completely passionate about the idea. You saw a great opportunity, someone you knew having success, and you thought to yourself, well, I can do that too. But I just didn't hear like passion, like, oh, I found this like really cool, unique way to do it even better. Or I took that idea and then I added to it my own passion, my own purpose. I didn't hear that. What I heard was kind of like a nervousness almost, like you're not completely comfortable with the decision, even though you know like she doesn't really have a leg to stand on. It's not that unique of an idea, quite frankly, but it's an acquaintance. It's someone you know. It's someone who the other people that you know this person. And so whether it's right or wrong, the perception, the reputation, the feeling out there is that people are talking about or at least thinking that maybe you've completely copied this idea. And that just doesn't feel good. It doesn't sit well with you personally. I can tell, or you wouldn't have left me that message. So I'm not saying you need to ditch the idea, but I am saying I can hear that your passion is missing from it. So I would put a twist on it. I don't know if I would give up on this idea, but I would put a massive twist on it and I would differentiate yourself in a big way. And girlfriend, I know you know how to do that. Take that inspiration and change it. Dude, make it your own. Infuse you into that idea, that foundation. Put a twist on it so that there's no room for error, so that you can lay your head down at night and you don't wonder if in some small way you stole her idea. That's my advice to you.
And I've tried to be respectful of, you know, her ideas and build on the base idea, but take my own twist on it from there. So I just wanted to get your take on that and see what you thought.
My point is, if you are different enough, you are going to stand out. Be inspired by, borrow ideas, and then like a hummingbird, take your experience, your idea from one industry or experience and deposit it in a new industry or experience. And that's how you pollinate. That's how you grow something completely unique, unlike something anyone else has done. And that's how you do it better. To quote one of my favorite artists, Drake, I just gave the city life. It ain't about who did it first. It's about who did it right. I want to close out today's episode by just thanking you for the incredible response to my last podcast episode, which was called Stop, Drop, and Implement. I got the coolest messages, seriously. It's great to hear from you when, you know, a message just like smacks you between the eyes and you're like, duh. That's exactly what I needed to hear. I already knew, like I knew this, but I just really needed to hear it loud and clear. And I got so many messages from people who were like, here's the deal. That's what I needed to hear. Everything changes today. Mindset adjusted. Bam, I get it. I got it. Consider it done. So if you've got some extra time, go back and listen to that episode. I know that you will find it tremendously helpful. And as always, my promise to you is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then just be done. So we're done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337. And that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence and I will send you access to this video. this video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.